Last year, after 7 years on the Fort Worth City Council, Kathleen Hicks left in the middle of her term to run for Congress. She didn't win that race and is now trying to regain her old council seat. We ask if this council race is her priority or if she plans to run for Congress again.
No, I don't plan to run for Congress again. I truly love this community. I love Southeast Fort Worth. You know, Congress didn't work out, but there's another chapter of service in my life, I feel, and that's exactly why I'm doing this.
But incumbent council member Kelly Allen Gray, who succeeded Hicks 9 months ago, says Hicks' run for Congress cost the city money.
This is the third election in a year that we have had for District 8. We are continuing to have taxpayer dollars spent on an election. And that's a huge concern because those are dollars that we could have done other things with. And so basically what I am asking is for the opportunity to have a full 2-year term.
44-year-old Gray believes she's accomplished a lot in her 9 months on the job. She created a task force of citizens who identify basic service problems. Then Gray says she works with city staff to get them fixed.
So in the last 9 months, we've had over 573 vacant lots that have been mowed. There were over 1,300 streetlights that have been replaced. We have parks in line to have new equipment put in that, you know, nothing had been happening there.
Gray was also among council members who voted 5-4 to prevent an increase in water rates. She says she was standing up for citizens who were not told about the rate hike and couldn't afford it. Kathleen Hicks, who's 40, also wants to build on her council accomplishments, the creation of a special tax district to assist developments in the East Barrie area, the renovation of Cobb Park, the new Chambly Library.
This area has been forgotten in large part by the rest of the city. And during the 7 years I was on the Fort Worth City Council, we came into our own. We got economic development. We got the new library. We got city services. And a lot of things happened during my tenure. And I want to continue with that.
And Hicks claims she's better equipped to fight for District 8 because she doesn't have a conflict that has kept her opponent from voting on the city's employee pension plan. Gray says she chose not to vote on pension issues because her husband is a Fort Worth police officer.
I have chosen not to vote on police issues that directly affect my household. My goal is to be as transparent as I possibly can be.
Gray says her vote wouldn't have changed the outcome of reforms to the city pension plan anyway. Hicks says that's not the point.
The pension issue is not only my top priority, it's a top priority for this city. We've heard that we have a $50 million budget shortfall, and the pension continues to be a huge issue. And there can't be an empty seat when it comes to District 8. We need to be at the table.
Gray says she'll be at the table, though on some pension issues, she just won't vote. Both candidates say, if elected, they'll stick around for 2 full years. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.